that sound tolerable?
I still hate my voice. As many times as we've done this, I still absolutely hate my voice.
Yeah, I'd be feeling weird about mine too.
Really?
I don't know. It's still weird. Like, I still just be like, is this how I sound to people every day?
You think that's bad?
I don't know. I think I just still don't be recognizing my own voice. Like, I don't hear myself the way that I hear myself.
Yeah.
It's like a weird fucking Inception. Like, think Spider-Man meme.
But yours has your voice has like a melodic feel to it, to where it's like cool.
I don't know what that means.
Like, you ever hear somebody say, it sounds like she can sing?
Yeah.
I mean, we know you can sing. So
people do be asking me that all the time. What does that mean though? Like, when you hear somebody talking, you're just like, oh, you sound like you can sing. Like, what exactly does that mean?
I think it's more than just like the way you, I'm trying to think technical word. I think it's more so, it's different factors. I think it's like the rhythm and way some people speak. And then it's also like, I guess their tone.
Mm.
So tone and cadence matter.
Mm-hmm.
But, the way people speak matters a lot more than how they sound vocally. That's where you get interesting. It's just like, it's singers that can't sing per se.
J-Lo. We gotta talk about her too.
I saw a post, they were like, I want to be delusional like J-Lo. She looked like she'd be having the time of her life being as delusional as possible.
J-Lo is reaching for straws, honey.
She want to be an icon so bad.
But she is.
She is, but she's...
She is.
She is, but she's not.
Not for the vocals.
She thinks she's an overall talent. She's had some good movies, some good roles. She's gorgeous. Beautiful gowns. Beautiful gowns.
Great gowns.
She's a
great dancer.
Great dancer. Can't take that away from her. Sex symbol. Some of the most iconic looks of all time.
And so she was able to use all those things to pop off a fucking singing career. But she thinks singing is her strong suit.
Mm-mm. No, baby, it's not. No, 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 no. And that's where the delusion gets in.
Singing.
She is the third best singer. She was the third best singer in her house at one point. It was Mark Anthony, her daughter, and then her.
Damn. And now she's being vocally trained by Stevie Mackey.
Really?
And I'm just like, I just don't think he can even save her. I just feel like vocals, it's either something that you got or you don't got. And if you don't got it, you got to really work at that shit and train for so long.
And like doing it at 50
years.
Doing it at 50 is not going to.
And when I say years, I mean like decade minimum.
Who is somebody who has vocally gotten better over time? I feel like you have to pick your spots. You have to know what you're good at and what you're not good at. Rihanna is perfect at knowing what she's good at and what she's not good at.
Let me see. I have to really think about that. Who has gotten better vocally over time?
It's possible it's nobody. Because, I mean, it is very much a black and white thing. Either you got it or you don't.
Beyonce, but you know, we can't stand for her all the time. You got to pick somebody else. Sometimes.
I was literally thinking today, I was like, let's try not to have a Beyonce reference.
Can't. Sorry. We'll pretend that didn't happen.
But, like, even with that, though, I don't think she's...
Pink.
Oh, man. I randomly thought this week.
Oh, God.
I absolutely hate Pink more than any other singer of all time. I know that's your homie.
But have you ever felt...
She can sing. I get it.
Pink can sing.
I just don't like Pink.
Why? We need to unpack this.
You know, I'm just not a fan of, you know, people that's... You
think she was Rachel Dolezal in us?
No, I'm not one of those delusional people that...
Okay, good.
I was fully aware that she was a white girl.
So many people was like, oh my God, the whole time I thought she was mixed.
That was L.A. Reid's fault.
I never thought that.
L.A. Reid will pay for his sins. it's not that. It's just when she did the rebrand, she had this whole like vibe of I'm the anti-Britney Spears. Not even in like a Christina Aguilera way.
Mm.
She has this like, I mean, I'm pop, but I'm also rock. And you're like, no, you're not. You're not rock. You're a pop singer that acts like you have an edge and you don't have an edge.
She does, though.
I think it's manufactured. But this is just, look, I am fully willing to accept that it's a blind spot in how I feel about her, but I just don't like her.
No, she definitely has an edge. Now, I feel like this rebrand where she's gone more pop, like whatever this new, like, what is the song about, like dancing and shit? I ain't like that. But she definitely has an edge, and I think that comes from her actual sound. Like, she has, like, a grunge to her voice. She has a little bit of a... I'm not going to full-on call it rasp, but she has, like, that rock punk growl a little bit when she sings. Like,
she does, but I feel like she only did it aesthetically. She could have fully went with the whole rock thing if she fully committed to it, but she didn't. She just was willing to use the aesthetics of it, and that's where I feel like kind of a poser. That's just me. Some people have also made that argument about Avril Lavigne. I feel the same way.
Avril Lavigne did that, but way more.
They're one and the same to me. Pink is a better singer, though. I will give her. Pink can sing. I'm not saying she can't sing. I just don't like her. And I'm fully willing to be like, yeah, that's a blind spot in my music knowledge or whatever.
So you don't like the aesthetic of a punk star with the audio of a pop star?
If you're going to be pop punk, just be pop punk. Don't play Paramore. Be Paramore. Don't cosplay Haley. Be Haley. You feel me?
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying.
Same way I feel about Good Charlotte.
Mm.
They're a boy band.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what they tried to sell us when we were kids about that they were grungy or they were on the edge, they're a fucking boy band. Act like it. All that fucking eyeliner and shit, you're still making pop music, bitch. Yeah. It's just blind spot on me. I don't know what it is. You know what? I think that's part of like growing up in the suburbs. And for me, I feel like I actually liked rock music and a lot of people.
Yeah. I didn't really get into rock music until I got a little bit older. Yeah. Not like now older, but like late teens, early 20s.
This is going to be funny because to somebody that may be listening, I don't know who this person is, but what I'm about to say is going to be highly contradictory. So, like, I was listening to, like, Nirvana when I was, like, 12 and 13. Mm-hmm. So, which, to some people, they're like, oh, you're talking about pop punk. And Nirvana is not hard to, so, like, hard rock people.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
See, that's so hard because obviously music has genres and just like definitive lines. But also there are music listeners who have a little bit more of a vast understanding of all the genres and what elements make each genre a genre. I feel like the way music comes out and artists come out has to do with just like marketability and capitalism.
I feel like that's a large part of it, but I think, am I loud? Am I louder than you?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Like, the last couple of episodes, I've been louder than you, but I don't know if it's just the way I was speaking. But that plays a large part in it. And I'm also willing to say it's contradictory the way I feel because I like Fall Out Boy. And Fall Out Boy is very much pop punk.
Definitely a boy band.
Mm-hmm. But that's the other thing. I like boy bands. I love Backstreet Boys. Backstreet Boys are better than NSYNC. I will die on that hill. They can sing better than NSYNC.
Oh,
you take JC out of NSYNC, Backstreet Boys are washing everybody in NSYNC, including JT.
Okay. True.
Because Howie can sing, Brian can sing, Kevin can sing. Even AJ's crazy ass can fucking sing. Nick Carter can sing. Nick Carter's the weakest link in Backstreet Boys and will probably kill an NSYNC.
Damn, yeah. I cannot disagree. Hey, NSYNC just had more hits and a longer run.
I mean,
which is proof, going back to J-Lo, that you don't have to be a full vocalist to be successful in the vocal world.
Because the best singer in NSYNC career went nowhere. JC was easily the best singer.
Yeah. Like, that's so sad.
It is. Because have you ever listened to the Black Bring It All to Me with Backstreet Boys? It's really just JC and he's just killing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a damn shame that he didn't have a prolific career.
When he hit that high note, everybody was like, ooh.
Right.
Okay. And he was cute.
JC got black stands.
He was cuter to me than all the rest of them.
This I like the way this is going though. NC kind of had a weird look to the...
It's because they tried really hard to have like a Spice Girl thing where they have different characters. Oh my, you know what God. I'm saying? Like most other boy groups and girl groups, they all have a cohesive look. Like we wearing the same type of fit, same color, same style. NSYNC tried to have like different main characters.
I'm going to disagree because Backstreet Boys have the same thing.
But I feel like they always were a little bit more cohesive.
Their harmonies were more cohesive.
Even the way they dressed to me.
For the most part, yeah, but AJ was the wild card. Every boy band has a wild card.
Well, yeah.
Which is, we'll call that archetype, the Bobby Brown.
Okay.
True. You dig what I'm saying?
True. I'm picking up what you put down.
Every boy or girl band has a Bobby Brown. Not saying that they're to the level of the king of R&B, Mr. Bobby Brown, but that's what the edgy one is. That's even going up to One Direction, which, I mean, we aged out of One Direction.
I never liked One Direction.
Yeah, but in One Direction, Zayn was the Bobby Brownish person.
I'm about to look up Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and compare the two.
As far as singing ability and harmony and actual harmony, sound and melodic, Backstreet Boys is washing them.
Well, I swear.
That's all for one.
I know, but all these outfits just took me back.
They're heavily based on All for One, too. That's who they modeled a lot of their singing.
I feel like their vocals are very similar to them.
You can also hear the gospel influence in Backstreet Boys. You can tell they grew up in a lot of them grew up singing in Southern churches. Southern white churches, but Southern white churches be singing too.
Reunion, I don't know, I can't tell. Even here, it's pretty recent. But everybody's still pretty like...
But look at AJ. AJ is Bobby Brown.
Aside from AJ.
AJ is the Bobby Brown.
But I'm saying when you go back and you look at NSYNC, it's like everybody got some... unique look.
This is true. You got the weird guy, which is Chris. You got Lance, who's
look at this.
Before I really knew what gay was, I knew Lance was gay. We all did.
Yeah, we all did. But you see what I'm saying? Like, everybody here is rocking some kind of different. You got Justin with the fucking football jersey on. You got Lance with just look like a fucking rain jacket. Like, literally, look like a Columbia jacket.
You know how wild it is? The gay one was the least stylish.
Whoever would have thought.
But Lance is like Southern gay. If y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about.
He's Todd Chrisley gay.
Oh my god. Oh. You got JC, who's unfortunately heartthrob number two after JT,
which is so sad. JC had the dark hair complexion green eye combo. Just a killer.
You got Joey, who was holding it down for all the girls who would grow up to love bears when they get older.
True. He got on a graphic tee and a Superman chain.
Joey has aged the best out of all of them, too.
Who is this? Chris? Ain't that his name? Yeah,
Chris.
Now, he was the more, like, funky hippie one. Because he always had some weird shit in his head.
Yeah. But he didn't have the bad boy edge of the true Bobby Brown of his group.
Nah.
Also, look at like New Kids on the Block. Donnie is the Bobby Brown of New Kids on the Block. Mark Wahlberg's older brother.
Yeah. Crazy, crazy times, brother.
I'm trying to think of other Bobby Browns of groups.
This had to be like
a Pretty Ricky, I guess. Spectacular would be the Bobby Brown. Pretty Ricky. who's the Bobby Brown of B2K? It would be Lil Fizz.
I don't know. I feel like Lil Fizz is on the cusp of Bobby Brownness. Just maybe personality wise, the and bad how boy he is like.
But Lil Fizz felt like too much of a pretty TV boy to be the wild card. Who is like the wild card? I mean, hindsight is Raz B, but that's a whole different, that's an entirely different argument. Who's the quiet nigga? What's the nigga that be minding his business? The light skin, oh, not light skin, the skinny, darker skin one. He don't ever be in no bullshit. He the only one that never.
What is his name? See, we don't even know his name. He's so quiet. I know who you're talking about. He usually always had the cornrows. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they all had cornrows at one point, but he rocked his a little longer. What is his
name? Here's a real thing. I have never seen You Got Served in Full.
Ooh. I have.
I feel like that's like black girl, like. That's like one of the things you got to cross off being a black millennial girl. You have to see that.
Peak black millennial girl years. This is so funny looking back at all these photos.
Okay. Even going to girl groups in black. What was Shorty's name? The one that was left eye adjacent. The one she passed. And Bring It On, she was the one that was the feisty one.
It's not Angel.
I used to have a crush on her too. I can't even remember her name.
She just passed like a couple months ago.
I like it might be a couple of years, but
was it? See, now we doing all kind of research.
Okay, let's keep going with this Bobby. Who in Spice Girls? They tried to make a Scary Spice that.
I feel like Baby Spice was more of the wild card, honestly.
I mean, technically, Jerry was the wild card.
Which one was she?
She was the lead singer.
Okay, so what was now
her name? See, we going down rabbit hole.
Now I got to look at the characters.
I'm giving you everything. All the
joy you bring to someone.
All that I want to do is to find you will be there. Last night. We just gonna make a humming album. We just hum the lyrics to songs from our childhood.
Just bullshit our way through the song.
Okay, so it's Scary Spice, which the black one. Sporty Spice, you know.
Victoria Beckham.
Posh Spice. Ginger Spice. How did I forget that?
Ginger. That makes sense.
Red hair.
Jerry.
Yeah.
And then Baby Spice.
TLC, Left Eye, is the Bobby Brown. And the Jacksons, who is the Bobby Brown? Or that this might have predated
all of them. It's fine.
Yeah, that doesn't work. It only works after New Edition.
Joe Jackson.
Joe Jackson was the Bobby Brown. it only works after New Edition. So who in the barge? Everybody's Bobby Brown. They will all cut you, nigga.
Oh, fuck.
That's the only group of light-skinned niggas I've ever been afraid of. Them the barges, they'll sing you under the table.
Ooh-wee.
Somebody said that every member in the barge operates under. Say less.
Baby, I bet them family holidays and reunions was never boring.
Bruh, that's the craziest family of all time. Bomani was talking about that the bar just went to. He was like, can you imagine the panic that struck Joe Jackson when he realized that his baby girl had married a DeBarge? She married who? James DeBarge?
Ooh, chaos.
Like, you know how struck a nigga from Gary, Indiana had to have been that his baby girl married a fucking DeBarge? Ain't they from, like, Saginaw, Michigan?
Are they?
I think they are. They from one of the, look, Michigan, they got some fucking, hey.
They got the hitters.
They got hitters everywhere. Did you see that dude that went viral a couple weeks ago? He's a rapper. I ain't even gonna know his name, but he was trying to talk about his hood. And he was like, yeah, I'm from Ann Arbor. My nigga, ain't that where the University of Michigan is? You trying to make Ann Arbor, Michigan look hard as fuck. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. That's like saying I'm from Madison where real niggas is from.
Right.
Oh, they from Grand Rapids.
What?
The Barge is from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay.
Every member in the Barge, I assume, was born with a switchblade in their hand. They gonna sing, but they also cut you, nigga. All this love is waiting for you and these hands.
Ain't with the sucker shit.
I'm trying to Jagged Edge, who is the Bobby Brown? They all Bobby Brown.
Yeah, next. Boys to Men.
Ooh, who is the Bobby Brown and Boys to Men? You know who the undercover Bobby Brown is? Wanye. You wouldn't even think it, but Wanye is the fuck boy in Boys to Men.
The fact that he got a whole son.
He has, you know, all them boys are named Wanye.
A son and a son and a son and a son named
many after sons. Him. Look, I am named after my father. It takes a certain level of narcissism to name your child after you, but to name all your sons after you,
every single one,
that's some wild shit. That's George Foreman shit.
How do they address themselves in the household?
That's all I know. Like, when they mama was mad, Wanye, everybody in the house fucking.
Just imagine being little and all your siblings got your same name. Your mama call your name and all y'all just look at each other.
The confusion. Look around, everybody on mute.
The confusion. Getting in trouble. Wanye did it.
Which one?
Your dad. Brother number two.
You know, it might be Wanye, but Sean Stockman, I've heard, is a wild nigga. Which is funny because he's the ugly one in Boys to Men.
In what way is he wild?
He be out here in these streets, bro.
I think it's Wanye for sure.
Wanye is definitely the fuck boy of Boys to Men. The nigga with the deep voice, I don't even know what he addresses himself like.
Who was he with that had like such a big scandal?
Brandy.
Was it Brandy?
Yep. And then Brandy was underage when they were together.
Yeah.
Broken Hearted is one of the great songs of the 90s.
Broken Hearted was amazing. Did my earring just come off?
No, it's still in.
How does it feel? Okay. Yeah, Broken Hearted is a very...
They say I'm young, but I'm...
That's a great song. Have you heard Tori Kelly cover it?
Yeah. Tori Kelly is up there with JoJo as cover queen.
Amazing.
Also, Tori Kelly has a little bit of black in her enough to where I can be like, I definitely got a crush on Tori Kelly.
She should be bigger than she is right now.
She should. But she, you know, she kept going back and forth between Christian and regular music.
Do both, girl.
Kelly Price has done it.
Do both. She just see, I was, it was a video of her on TikTok the other day, and she was in the studio with one of her, I guess, vocal coaches, basically. She was recording a gospel song. I think it was actually a fucking black ass gospel song at that.
She had a health scare a couple months ago too.
Yeah.
Almost died.
What song was it? It's a real black hymnal. Hold on. Let me see.
JoJo should be bigger than what she is.
I agree.
I feel like JoJo's a legend, but she's like... There's tiers of legends. She's like the... I don't even know what tier, like, she's not even an underground legend. It's just more so like, you know, the girl can sing. Mm. Somebody posted a video the other day of Whitney Houston singing Get Out, and they like, that's how you know you a legend. Speaking of which, I saw the video of, this is one of my favorite videos of all time, Aretha Franklin singing Touch My Body.
What?
You've never seen that video?
No.
Bruh, Aretha was, she was feeling that song. Aretha was original city girl also.
Okay, here it is. Jacob Collier teaching her how to go about covering Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Think blues, like, yeah. Oh, oh, like, oh, but then it cuts short. It goes, oh, oh, oh,
over troubled water.
Yeah. I will lay me down. That was my run.
I will lay me down. Yeah. I will lay me down. This is so crazy. I don't record like this with anyone else. So much. It like makes so much sense though. Oh my gosh. Lay me down.
Bruh. Just effortlessly.
Lay me. This one, I think it can't get crazier. I'm like, lay.
We're gonna send Tori Kelly to Alicia Keys' house. That's who needs to be Alicia's fucking vocal coach.
Oh my god, like, what? People that can sing like that just really tickle my spirit.
Touch my body. No,
that is exactly it.
I guess we need to start podding for real. We've been bullshit for 40 minutes.
Yeah, where are we gonna start? What is?
Okay, so me and my co-host actually went somewhere together the other day. Yeah. We met other content creators in Huntsville.
Yeah.
For a little mixer.
Yeah.
I got there early because of anxiety. You know,
I got there late. Because of anxiety.
When I got there, I just sat in the back just by myself, and people were coming up to me like I wasn't expecting that to happen at a fucking mixer. And I'm just like, why are people coming up to me? I'm not used to being approached in public.
People are mixing and mingling.
We met some really cool people, though.
It was cool by the Huntsville Content Creators Group.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to them.
Yeah, I spoke to Kenny, is her name. I can't remember if her full name is Kennedy. I can't remember. I have to look at her profile. But she was really nice, really sweet. I told her about the podcast. She was like, oh, cool. Like, she followed us, and she was like, I would love to come on and talk about this, talk about that. Like, I've been on a couple podcasts. She's like, I don't know if y'all have guests. And I'm like, oh, girl, do we?
We haven't had guests in a while either.
I know. What?
Since Blackheart. Damn.
Where did we go get? I'm glad I blocked that out of my memory.
You're glad you didn't have to edit that shit, nigga. That shit was wild.
I'm glad I got that on up out the box, honey, because wow.
That's why it took so long to edit that goddamn episode. It's like, nah, I can't put this shit out, nigga. Somebody go get in trouble off this shit.
Ooh, yikes. That out of here. It was COVID. Bitches was lonely.
All right. 1 second.
This is what we're going to figure it out. We're going to have a 20-minute episode.
All right. This is where we can start back. All right. So, you know, everybody knows about the Reese Tisa thing of the 50 videos and everything. We all know what happened. But I want us to unpack this part of the story a little bit. All of us met at least one of the worst people in the world in 2020 or 2021. We have to have a little grace with the Reese Tisa thing. It was fuck boys and fuck girls everywhere. Preying on all of us. Including the person we just talked about that I'm going to edit that out. Because he was wildin'. Yeah. That's why, in hindsight, everything that happened to her, at first I was like, I don't know if I believe all this, but it's all within the realm of possibility. Because I know I met one of the most awful people I've ever met in my life in that year.
Oh,
we were all in a vulnerable place. Everybody that's trying to date is on online. Everybody was doing that shit.
And if it's not online, that's the wild part.
You were smart. The rest of us
still got fucked over. Still met a monster. Anyway.
Hey, bro, 2020 was a wild year.
Like, that nigga wasn't shit, but when he was shit, I was like, okay.
See, you could have been Reese Tisa. I mean, look, bro. 2019 to 2021, that's all one big year. A lot of fuck shit was happening all around. All of us have horror stories from that period of our life. There's people with whole ass babies. People got married. Reese Tisa wasn't the only person that decided to shelter in place with a nigga she had just met. It's tons of people that did that shit. Mm. People were scared that they were going to be alone in their house. And they were like, let me get some cutty. She ain't the only one that got pregnant in the middle of the shit.
True.
It's a whole generation of babies that were born because niggas is horny inside.
Listen, she had a miscarriage.
Yeah, that part of the story was actually very unfortunate.
It was, but also probably saved her from never having to deal with that nigga again.
The worst nigga of all time. All right, it was a couple red flags, but you know, I'm not going to judge her because I've ran red flags also. We've all done it. But when a person is an arena football player and tells you he has money in the Cayman Islands, something should come up to where you're like, hmm? Like the Home Improvement with Tim Allen.
That's different.
Right. You got... No arena football player has Cayman Islands money.
Yeah.
No arena football player has any money. Now,
why you need your accounts to stretch all the way out there?
Your bands ain't stretching like that if you playing arena football, nigga.
Hell no. Nah.
You basically are paying to play.
Also, man, he just lied about so many things.
Big things. But you know.
I hope he's in therapy.
That nigga ain't going no goddamn therapy. He is probably asleep in somebody's bed right now. He
playing to be somebody else. Even though his face is now plastered all over the fucking internet.
Niggas like that will always have a woman.
It's so crazy.
Is it? Why is it crazy?
It's crazy that these people know how and who to manipulate in these ways. And it just be innocent, naive women who probably ain't really been through shit or had a real relationship that be falling for that shit.
But that's where, like, the human side of it that I feel empathy for her. Because a lot of people who have not been in relationships wait for the opportunity to be chosen.
Mm-hmm.
It's my time. Why, God, why isn't my time here? And you be trying to make a lot of stupid shit shake mm-hmm. when you in a situation like that. But that's because you don't. I'm speaking this as me.
No, I'm agreeing as me.
As a nigga who's been hurt.
I am agreeing.
It's because, like, I was thinking about this today. So, one of the most toxic things that we as humans do is ask couples, how did y'all meet? And then usually they tell some long romantic story
mm-hmm.
and it started with some naive, just stupid shit. The only reason those stories make sense is because the relationship is still going on.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever want to know the fucking truth, ask somebody that recently broke up with somebody or fell out of love with somebody how they met. Man, this fucking bitch. It ain't gonna be no lovey-dovey. Like, this fucking bitch, I think she was plotting the shit from the beginning.
Right, yeah. That's true.
You only hear the good stories. So, like, as somebody who was like me, who's like super romantic, you be looking into all this stupid-ass fucking bullshit. Oh, that must mean... No, you just met a fucking stranger. You don't fucking know what it is. But also, when you have faith in God, you be believing. God, this is my time. Why else would this person be in my life?
Yeah.
To fuck your shit up, nigga. That's why they're in your fucking life.
That reminds me of the shit I posted on Instagram the other day. I said, sometimes people be coming into your life and they need to stop doing that. I need motherfuckers to stop coming into my life.
It's like the video I reposted on TikTok where the dude was talking about the one where he was talking about the peace, prosperity. Like he said that he thought that the nigga was going to have a PPP loan. And he said if that nigga had a PPP loan, that story would have lasted another 2 years. It would have been like 100 parts of that shit.
True.
But like he was saying, like where people were saying that they moved too fast and they were in, like, they moved in like 3 weeks. And mm-hmm. he said, women be like, a man knows when he wants to marry you within 3 weeks. Yeah. But sometimes he knows he wants to use your Wi-Fi. And he knows that you're going to have steady fucking housing. And he doesn't. That's the crazy part of it. Some of these niggas, yeah, you'd be like, oh, you be going in with honest intentions. Them niggas don't be thinking about that shit. They looking at a hot meal. These are hobos. They are homeless people.
A man knows if he wants to marry you in 3 weeks.
That's what people say.
I was going to say, what rule of thumb is that?
That's that bullshit they be telling single people so we won't give up.
3 weeks ain't enough for shit.
People, bro, It's a whole lot of shit that they tell single people. So
we probably haven't even had sex at that point. If we only been knowing each other for 3 weeks and talking for 3 weeks.
Hey, man, Reese Tisa moved that nigga in 3-4 weeks. But once again, the COVID timeline is not a real timeline. It's a break in reality that other things don't apply to. A scammer nigga could come up in COVID. The government was giving out money. It's tons of ain't shit niggas that had a hell of a come up in COVID. Mm. Meanwhile, I was at home reading my Bible like a good Christian.
You got to.
And then also, you'll be surprised how much you can find out about people with just little things. You can find obituaries, everything. Deeds.
I found a lot of shit. Whole lot of shit.
But it's just, I think it's the optimistic side of me is like, I understand that whole, it's my time. Why isn't it my time? Why hasn't it happened? And you let a lot of bullshit slide when you think like that. Mm-hmm. Instead of looking at the person that's standing in front of you. Like for me, to a certain degree, you can't even, in certain situations, you can blame some of the things that we'll say some people I met during 2020 and 2021 did on them being mixed up. But the other part of it is I was letting a lot of stupid shit slide because I thought I had met my person.
Yep.
And I was naive and dumb.
Yep.
And I'm a better person for going through that. But that shit almost fucking killed me. But it led me to therapy. So in a way, you know. Hey, it's real out here. 2020 was a weird fucking, man.
It's so crazy though, because when we all talk about 2020, like that was just the worst year. But honestly, the years and the products of 2020 that came in the years after really was the shit.
Great art comes from painful times. A lot of pain came from that year. That's why a lot of good art has come.
Yeah.
But I ain't produced no good art besides this goddamn. Now, hindsight, them 2020 episodes of this podcast were fucking the shit.
Yeah.
We were in our fucking bag in 2020.
Yep. At some point, for most of 2020, I feel like I was very at peace.
You were super at peace. You were super at peace.
And then started working again. Then the world opened right back up and all hell broke loose.
The world opened up and demons were unleashed on the rest of us.
My God.
Man, pivoting from the Reese Tisa thing, well, kinda. Did you see what the Breakfast Club had said about her?
Mm-mm.
This is fucking bad.
Oh my God.
Hold up.
Be honest with you, man. I hear a lot of big back behavior. Does she have a big back?
She do give Sheila that was driving up the mountain.
Okay, okay. Yeah, she Sheila did. Was beautiful though.
Yeah, no. You talked about the big back, not the face. Yeah, you're right, she's right. Cool.
What's your thing with big backs?
No, I'm just saying, because in a situation like this, some of you big backs, y'all got to stop being so thirsty for a man. There's a man out there for you, okay? This woman believed all of this because she wanted to believe all of this. Big back belief? Mm-hmm. isn't like everybody else's belief. Mm-hmm. Okay, she said it herself. He said everything I wanted to hear. Yeah. She wanted to believe whatever was coming out of his mouth because she wanted a man so bad.
Okay, so T.S. Madison, a self-proclaimed big backer, she publicly checked in on the rest of the Big Back Brigade to see how she should respond. And she said, hashtag big back people, including me. Y'all letting Charlamagne get away with that? Or are we caving his face in? Let me know.
Be honest with
you. All right. But first, let me play T.S. Madison because she went in.
I think I may have seen a couple of those.
Damn. She kept going you up. Sit over here with your small back, right? With your small, tiny back that you have, bitch. And you let Country Wayne play in your face on fucking Shannon Sharp show and tell you to leave him alone. So obviously, bitch, big back holes and small back holes have some of the same motherfucking problems. See, the thing about it was, you thought that you was going to come into it with a nigga that had 66 baby motherfucking mamas and was going to be wifey, and he showed your ass, and you still running your motherfucking small back ass around here giving that man problems. That man said, leave me alone!
It's been 5 years.
5 years, bitch, leave me alone! Get some new material. Leave me alone!
Well, no lies were told.
Hey, righteous indignation. But my thing is, and this is more personal, but as a fat, I don't like the phrase big back because for one, like, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, that's just funny. But people, like, run it into the ground to the point to where it's just like, bro.
Like, y'all really think this is the worst thing you can say about somebody.
Right. And it's...
it's not that big of a deal.
And it's dehumanizing language. But I digress. People want fat people to be just miserable.
Yeah.
And expect that they shouldn't experience love or whatever, or if it should be under certain conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you shouldn't be loved out loud, or you shouldn't be...
you don't deserve
anyone
remotely attractive.
You don't deserve a successful person. You don't deserve any of this because you're fat. What the fuck are you? And it's just like, bro, motherfuckers be fighting the idea when you tell them they fat phobic. But then they unleash a whole bunch of fat phobic shit to let you know where they stand. Y'all just be miserable motherfuckers that want everybody to be miserable. And especially when people find somebody attractive, a bigger person attractive, you just want, it's all right, bae. You ain't got it. Some people do. Some people with big backs got more bitches than you.
A motherfucking haiku, bitch. I love a hood haiku.
I can't wait to re-listen to that because that actually went way better than I thought it was going to go. I didn't even write that shit.
You went Dr. Seuss on their ass for a little
would
bit.
Would not, could not in the house. Would not, could not with a mouse. But yeah, like, and I've noticed it not so much with fat men, because fat men have been able to be desirable to the masses in a way that fat, especially black women, aren't. And they will tell fat black women that you deserve the crumbs that you get. So, bitch, why are you fucking complaining?
It happens on both sides, though. Because, like, people get mad, too, when they see a fat woman or a fat black woman with a super fit nigga or a famous nigga or...
yep. And then they get all the way in their feels and then they start... the people that be dwelling on it be like, man, why don't you mind your small back business?
I be seeing people in comments too of those type videos. People be like, "Oh, he's gonna cheat on you," or "He's yeah, you know, this one
he don't really long. Like you."
Yeah, just like damn.
Like damn, what fat nigga hurt your feelings, baby?
y'all ain't got shit to do. Y'all ain't got a nigga to love.
I've also seen like, especially with men, supposedly straight men, really just think that that no woman would find a fat nigga attractive. Like it was a thread probably a couple days ago. It was Jack White singing Hit Me Baby One More Time. Mm-hmm. And it was women being like, men really think that all women just want a super muscle gym bro when it's so many women attracted to this. And it was men in the comment section that clearly don't get women. They're just like, "Oh, y'all lying. Y'all don't like this. Y'all don't. You tell me you'd rather have this than a man with a six pack?" Like, damn, nigga, you want to fuck that nigga? Like, what the fuck are you like?
You mad?
Right. What the fuck, bro? Like,
no, they just be mad because
they ain't got no hoes.
Because they never thought the fat niggas was going to be their competition.
That's what it is. You made your whole personality to the gym. Nigga, I can make your girl laugh.
I hate a fucking gym nigga personality.
Yeah. I don't have no problem with people that work out or like love working out because, I mean, hey, everybody likes to do something. But the people that make it their whole personality and make it to where they try to bully you into some shit, like, bro, I just don't care.
People are making too many things that don't have to do with personality into a personality.
Yeah.
Like, especially with me being on these apps lately. I've seen so many niggas just like, "Oh, looking for a dog mom. We'll get along if you love dogs." Typical Sunday, running and then coming home and coming with my dog. My dog is cooler than yours. I'm just like,
You know what's fascinating to me as a straight man? On dating apps, I never see any men. So I don't be knowing, like, what are the weird nigga shit on.
God.
Like, for me, the shit I be seeing is always these girls. I'm not like other girls. Mm-hmm. I like this. I like to get dirty. I'm looking for a gym workout buddy.
Niggas be on that gym workout buddy too.
And I'm like, why can't y'all find each other and leave the rest of us fuck alone?
Why do we have to do our hobbies together though? Like, that's another thing. Like, can your hobby be okay being your hobby and my hobby be my hobby? Like, why do they have to match for us to be compatible or for us to be able to? What if I'm just not a gym person? What if I'm not a dog person? I don't care that you got a dog, but
people read into things as signs of character. And to a certain degree, some things are, but not to the point to where you just think you have to be on the same wave with people.
Yeah, it's just like, you really ain't got no fucking life to me if you start using those type of things as like a part of your personality.
The things I look for is, I mean, but this is just me. I look for like humor and like fucking their little, that's why I like comments and stuff. I don't just like pictures.
Yeah.
Like, it gives you, I feel like that gives you a peek into personality. Because mm-hmm. A funny woman can take my draws any day of the week. Funny is sexy. It's a sign of intelligence also. But we really got to do video because this shit, Kim is fucking hilarious, bro. But yeah, like stuff like other things. Also, I don't like people to make drinking their personality.
Yeah.
And as I've started to de-center that part of my life, it is really annoying. Mm. I bet I can out-drink you. Be a fucking lady. Now I'm just...
But I just hate all that, like, superficial ass shit. Like, damn. Like, so without your dog, who are you?
Right.
Without the gym, who are you? Yeah. Do you read? You watch movies? Do you
have healthy hobbies?
Do you care about your mental state? Do you cook? You know how to take care of yourself? What's your personality type? Are you a procrastinator? Are you a planner? Are you an organizer? Do you like outdoors? Do you like indoors? That's another thing, too, I've been noticing. Love being outdoors.
Oh, my God.
Such an outdoor. Love going on a hike. Like, okay.
I can show you the best trail in Huntsville. Oh, God.
Damn.
Now, in defense of those people, some of those people, it will work for it. It'll be somebody be like, you know, I've always wanted to go on a trail. This guy knows this.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten women off vinyl. I'm saying I collect vinyl. Hey, I be giving off some red flags that they are not real red flags to me, because inside I'm just a cuddly teddy bear, but I be giving off fuckboy energy off my pictures.
But you don't do it on purpose.
It's the aesthetics that work for me. Earrings and a gold chain. They be thinking they get a toxic nigga, and instead it's just this super radical feminist.
Whole time.
I'll get drunk and deconstruct patriarchy with you.
Whole time is Sheldon.
That's why the longest situationship I ever had, she was just shocked by the time she met me. And she's like, yeah, I thought you were going to be hood. I'm like, nah, baby. I'm country.
Not at all. I'm a little bit of everything, honey.
I can get in the toxic bag. It's just, that's not me. I'm not going to trick somebody into liking me.
It ain't going to get you nowhere but trouble in the long run.
Right. Imagine me being 35 being like, oh, I gotta be toxic to get bitches.
Bro.
It's niggas. Also, those are niggas that, like, I hate those niggas online that make that red pill, incel, black pill, whatever bullshit, manosphere. I'll be kind to you niggas that make that their whole personality, and they just talking to other niggas who ain't getting bitches.
It's also like another level of that on the women's side too. That's just like, you have to treat a man like shit in order for him to like you, and you have to make him chase you, and you have to act like you do not care. And I'm just like, bro, what happened to the days of yonder where all you had to do was just like somebody and tell them and ask them if they liked you back and then just go from there? Like, it's too much bullshit. It's too much riffraff. It's too much politics in this bullshit.
Everybody acts like dating is hegemonic. Is that the correct term?
I'm not sure I know what that means.
Ah, now this.
Hey, Siri.
Like,
oh, my bad, Siri.
I didn't mean to call you girl. But yeah, that's why I be going on dates with these girls, and they be seeing this chocolate skin and earrings and shit. And I drop a word like hegemonic, like, what the fuck kind of nigga is this?
I'm like, who is this nigga?
This read ass nigga, this book nigga. I'd be so upset if a woman called me a book nigga.
Not a book nigga.
People act like it's all this, like, that's why I hate, like, we've talked about this before, the idea of hacks.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's always got a fucking hack.
Mm-hmm.
And none of these hacks be meaning shit. It's just like we said earlier. I ask these people how they start dating. None of that shit matters, because it's different for everybody. But people are so desperate for the answer that they will go to all these con artists and all these grifters. It's just like, I hate the what's her name? The Sparkle Sparkle lady.
Oh, Shira. Yeah. She got a whole collab with Brandon Blackwood, I think, which is a black handbag designer.
Yeah. Bro, I just want a normal lady. I want a little lady I can watch shows with. We listen to music. We go to concerts or go out to eat and shit. Raise a family one day or just have dogs. I don't want much. I don't want, bro, I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. My idea of love is my parents. They don't be doing none of this elaborate ass fucking shit that these niggas be trying to shove down our fucking throats. Ain't none of them had successful relationships, but our parents both been married for over 30 years. Who you think I'ma base my idea of love on? Not you niggas.
Yeah, Shira, I don't know exactly how I feel about her yet. Like, I understand you want to make sure women aren't out here being used.
But y'all try... Oh, I almost said something real toxic.
Go ahead.
Women just trying to be toxic niggas, and that's weird.
I think that's a part of the whole fucking, like... game playing that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah. Like, nigga, like... if your idea of success is just to be as fucked up as niggas that have done you wrong is, that's really weird. And that's not going to, I don't think that's going to lead to anything. But that's also because I don't subscribe to like the masculine element of like red pill shit, which is, I guess, the inverse of like, yeah, you got to be dominant to do like, shut the fuck up. Just be a normal fucking person. Unlearn some of the bullshit that was ingrained in you and drilled in your fucking head, and you might be able to find happiness one day. Radical thought, you know, the idea that men dismantling patriarchy might actually benefit us as men. Whew. You know,
that'll never happen.
We can try. I feel like also sometimes I'm the only nigga trying.
I don't think that's true, but I can understand why you feel that way.
Like, that's why when people be trying to be like, oh, you a simp, you trying to get, like, nah, nigga, if I really wanted to get women, I'd just be toxic. It's not that fucking hard.
Those be the ones that get the women.
Exactly. Fastest. It's just sadly, like Legion, Reese Tease's nigga. He always gonna have a woman.
Like I said, all it takes is the right, vulnerable, naive, waiting to be chose, pick me ass woman.
Also, like I said in that other episode, male centered women are the worst people in the world. All right, this was a good episode. No.
I agree.
They're the fucking worst.
I agree.
And it's like, bro, the niggas you trying to attract with that bullshit are not the niggas that, like, I hope you ready for that shit. You think you ready for it. I don't know if you ready for that shit. But yeah. I mean, I feel Reese Tisa. I understand. I want to get out of this game, too, because it's fucking ghetto. It's fucking ghetto. It's the worst goddamn thing in the world. But you know what's worse than that? Being stuck with a bum.
Don't ever be stuck with a bum.
It's no redeeming factors to a bum.
It's just draining mentally still to this day.
And then also a bum goes beyond just like the material things. A bum mentality is just a nigga who ain't trying on any front. That's the thing that I feel like people found unattractive about it. It's not just the money thing. People think it's the money thing. It's not that. It's the not having a drive.
Not having a drive will drive you insane. Will drive you into the ground.
No car, no drive. He ain't driving on no fronts. He ain't got no gears and shift. He ain't got no RPM. He ain't got no car insurance.
No. No thing.
No gas money. No brakes.
Yeah.
Run away, love. Man.
Run as fast as you can.
Can't catch me because I'm a bum ass man.
You can't. You can't catch a bum because their phones be off after 30 days.
They got a text down number.
You can only get in contact when they
are on Wi-Fi.
On the Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi. Not their own Wi-Fi.
Not their own Wi-Fi.
Their own Wi-Fi. One of the other things I had is describing our podcast is so hard to do in real life. I be telling people it's like an unhinged version of the Reed, except we're both straight.
Pretty much. Honestly, I'm definitely Kid Fury, though, so I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, you are. That's what's wild, though. You really are.
I hate to break it to you, but
it's always going to be shocking to me that we share a birthday and he's literally a year older than me.
Yeah.
That's always crazy to me.
Man, these motherfuckers be calling me and fucking sending me mail. That's why my fucking mailbox be full of bullshit.
Literally.
And I got the app to where I can see what come in there. That shit be nothing. Dumbass fucking shit. And they be trying to make it look official as fuck.
Stupid shit. You're pre-approved for... Shut the fuck up.
Y'all niggas pre-approved me for a goddamn student loan. I know y'all ain't no shit, nigga.
Shut the fuck up. I ain't asked you to fuck with it, bitch.
Hey, bruh. We're the greatest podcasters of all time.
Goated.
Yo, it's so funny. Like, when... like introducing us to like other people, and I bet they be thinking it's all like oh, they are really nice, and then like they listen like, man, these niggas is wild.
These some crazy niggas. Or he was at the mixer and everybody's like, oh my god, I'm gonna listen. I said, don't start from the beginning.
Do not, please do not start from the beginning.
I know reverse psychology is only gonna tempt you, but whatever you do,
do not and then when you tell them that, they start from the goddamn beginning.
I'd be like, start from the middle. Start from the middle.
Right.
You know, listen to within the last year, two, three. Cool.
Also, if you want to start in 2020, that's a good year to start.
2020 is a good year to start. 2020 is a good year to start.
Because that's when we were hitting on all cylinders, nigga. We didn't give a fuck. But we
everything
were
before that was emotional as fuck.
Bro, we made it through. We were leaning on each other, though. And I feel like a lot of people were going through the same shit we were going through.
Yeah.
But I don't ever want to listen to that shit again.
No, it was too much. We turned 30. People died.
Yeah. Life was...
People lied. People cried.
You're insane.
Too much, bro.
I'm fighting for my motherfucking life.
Woo, the times, honey. Thanks for tuning in. You can find all of our links and merchandise at www.thesuburbanpodcast.com. You can also get your listens in on any of these streaming services, such as Google Play, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Subscribe.